Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
How's it going?
So, came across an article. Everybody has their actual different ideas of success and what it is, how it is, what happens to you when you get successful.
How you gain it.
How you gain it. Everybody's got their own idea. Everybody has the vision, though. Success actually means a large amount of money, though. I think that's probably the universal thought.
Well, unfortunately, that's because the world runs on money. It's all about money and everything the mainstream world focuses on.
Well, this article from Ladders, we'll put the link in link will be in the description, but also you can go check it out on Flipboard, and you can see all the articles. We all talk about almost every article that's in there. So some of them we don't, but some of them are still funny and everything. But here are 35 hard truths you should know before becoming successful. We won't be able to hit all 35, so you got to go find the article. But the first one is, it's never as good as you think it will be.
I kind of agree with that.
We always envision success being X, but it ends up being Y. Yeah.
Generally speaking, yeah.
So, and then number two, which is kind of interesting, so it says, it's never as bad as you think it will be.
And it, as far as... Okay.
So they kind of contradicting each other. But for me, after reading a good part of this, it turns out it's a mixture of both. It's like right down the middle. Success is not this, and it's not this, but it's going to be this. That's really what it's telling me.
Not having read the article to follow those two, I would hope that there's something in there that basically talks about how it's not necessarily as bad or as good, but success is what you make it.
Number three says there is no one way to happiness.
Okay.
So, I mean, being successful, I know some very successful people and they're not happy.
Okay. Why would they classify themselves as successful? Again, well, on the money aspect?
Money aspect.
They're like millionaires and they're not happy?
Tons of money. They've got the following, the entourage, and all these people that look up to them. But that doesn't bring you happiness. That's not happiness. That doesn't make it where it gives them what they want. Most people have desires in their life, and this is what I really want, but it's really not what they want. They think it's the illusion. It's kind of like kids these days that want to be the next YouTube star.
Right.
When I'm famous, it'll be amazing. You know, that type of thing.
I'm going to go do Orange Justice on camera, and a million people will watch me, and I'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, and that brings us to number four. It says, you have enough already.
So that helps determine success.
Oh, yeah. Think about it.
I agree with
that. Well, I've had people say, it has to be if they think I feel like I'm successful. And I tell them yes. And they look and they're like, well, you're not rich. You're not have this. I said, well, I'm successful because I have a family that loves me. I have a wife that we've been married for now 18 years. And we get along together. We still love each other just like we did day one when we were dating. So it's the reality of this is there's tons of things that stress you out and our wants and our needs, but you have enough. Enough is enough. You don't have to have more. More does not bring success.
But in taking that paradigm, do you think that might cause people to stop progressing because they're like, okay, I have enough, I don't need any more, and stop?
Well, no. I mean, you look at even take Tesla. The company Tesla. He's got the Boring Company. He's got what's his name? Elon Musk. Thank you. He's successful. People follow him, but he's got enough, and he's actually said I've got enough. But he still is progressing to that next step. What can he do to make life better? And he's drilling holes. He's making technological advances to help society, but also still going to bring him more money.
You brought up the key that I was thinking inside that I kind of wanted to then bring out as a matter that so the moment that we take the time to say we have enough, we still seek to advance to help those around us get enough so that then they can work. That is the point. And that's the point that I want to make is a matter that, it is about realizing we do have enough, but then we need to help those around us.
Right. No,
attain the same point.
Well, I mean, and we're all on different levels. We're all on where we stand successfully, or we own, you know, a successful marriage. I mean, success can, it comes in multiple different flavors, but enough, it comes down to what we make of it. Do we have to have that fancy new car? I mean, shoot, it'd be nice, but the reality is, does that make you successful? You have to figure out what, to me, success is more internal on how I feel and how I am. Yes, would more money make life easier? Absolutely. But that's just only for the monetary needs, not necessarily the monetary wants. So you got to curb those two. You got to figure out what your needs are versus what your wants are.
And a car that gets from point A to point B every day for 10 years or the fancy car?
If I had $10 billion, I would probably have a very nice car. But that, not because I wanted that very nice car. That'd be part of it. But the other part would be, I know that cars are basically just a tool to go from, like you said, point A to point B. Right. So the fifth one is I like this one. It says, you have every advantage to succeed. See, there, I know people. Then they're like, I'm stuck in this situation, or I was raised this way, so I don't have the opportunities everybody else has. I disagree. I don't care where you're from, what your background is, how your parents treated you. I don't care about any of that. The reality is, everyone has the ability to succeed at life, at anything, if they want it. Your situation may put you in a hard spot where, you know, you can get down and you get stuck in your own head. But anybody can overcome it and move forward. It's just how you handle that, how you handled, you know, your situation.
Absolutely. And I also think, though, that in that pursuit, it's also a matter that when you seek to try and do anything, you do have to be honest with yourself about your skill set.
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, I cannot dribble a basketball to save my life.
Really? I didn't know that.
No, I mean, I can.
I'm not laughing at you.
I can't
shoot, do the through the legs thing.
But, no, but what I'm saying, getting at, is
sorry for the slight chuckle there, but I learned something new.
But it's one of those things that if I were to try and, you know, even enter a local 3-on-3 tournament, my team would probably lose because they have me.
Okay.
So I technically, in the aspect of, can I be part of a winning solution in a basketball situation? Probably not. Does that mean I, you know, that's why I kind of term myself almost a jack of all trades, because I like to try new things all the time.
But you could succeed. But I think that's the whole point of all 35 of these things that we're not going to get to all of them. But is, you know, you can still succeed at being a basketball player, but it's going to take a lot of practice. It'll take time.
And I'd probably have to not do anything else for a very, very long time.
But that's it. You have to, if you're going to hone your sacrifice. You have to hone your craft. I mean, it comes down to, if you want to be, you know, the best pilot in the world, you have to have a ton of hours in the plane. Yeah, it's just honing that craft. That's all it comes down to. So, no, I honestly believe anybody has a situation and they all have all the advantages to succeed. It's all up to them. So,
If I may, I'm going to jump down. I know you were number 5 or 6.
No, you're good.
I want to jump down to number 12 and 13. I think they kind of go hand in hand. But 12 really hit me hard as I looked at this. Your vision of who you want to be is your greatest asset. So it's a matter that waking up every day and looking in that mirror, you and how you feel about yourself is going to be what's the driving force behind it. You can't go out there and ask somebody to motivate you. You can't go out there and ask somebody to say, I need you to be the battery in my energy. Well, you have to have it yourself.
Well, you know, when this will be, because this can be a discussion for another day, but it's kind of like the whole mentorship we were talking about earlier, which we need to talk about that in the podcast. You know, true mentors actually are there to help you, not to suck the life out of you. But sometimes people just need that boost. And that, you know, you may be stuck, but the reality is you're like, okay, I don't know how to do this. Help me to this, but then I can take it on. That's how that really works.
But I think that those good mentors are actually, they pull it out of you. They help you see it in yourself, which again,
I agree.
That's why I like this. You know, once that mentor takes the time to help you see it in yourself, then you can move forward, because then you, like this says, you're your greatest asset.
Well, and to go from that one back to number 6, just so you know, they go right together. It says, every aspect of your life affects every aspect of your life.
deep thoughts.
Right.
Does every aspect of your life help every aspect of your life, which helps every aspect
of
your
life? What goes on in your personal life can affect your, it doesn't matter what business you're in, if you work for somebody, if you, whatever you do, your personal life can affect how you function. And if your personal life gets out of whack, and you can't, and a lot of people have struggled to separate the two, personal life and business life, is they intermingle, and if you can't separate them, then it's going to affect your abilities to work and go from there.
No, I agree with that.
Anyway,
there are lots of great points in this article.
Let's get one more. We got one for top one more.
13. I like 13.
Okay, go for 13.
Unlucky 13, but it's a good one. Who you are determines what you can have.
Well, and sometimes that's all in your head. Who you are is all in your head. If you don't think you're worth anything, you're not going to be worth.
You're not going to have any worth.
Yeah. So, anyway, guys, go check out this article. We will definitely drop it into Flipboard. It'll be under the Daily Groundhog, and we'll actually put a link in the description. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic article.
Anyway, we'll talk to you later.
Groundhog out.